WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Senators Josh Hawley and Lindsey Graham have met with President-elect Trump's Attorney General nominee, Matt Gaetz. He'll need senators' votes for confirmation, says ABC's Mary Bruce.
Now shepherding Matt Gaetz through these meetings with senators today is the incoming Vice President J.D. Vance. The Trump transition team clearly willing to spend some political capital to get Gaetz confirmed, and of course still not ruling out doing this through those recess appointments if necessary.
In the House, the Ethics Committee meeting behind closed doors and could decide whether to release an ethics report into alleged sexual misconduct by Gaetz during his time in Congress, which he has denied. The U.S. just vetoed a U.N. resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. voted to block the resolution because it does not link a hostage release. Shares in Target down more than 20% after the retailer reported a smaller than expected third quarter sales increase. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Mike Gabelman faces a disciplinary complaint from the State Office of Lawyer Regulation. It's in regards to alleged misconduct during his 2020 election investigation. The 10-count complaint accuses Gabelman of ethical violations, including filing false statements and disobeying court orders. It stems from his work as special counsel for the Wisconsin State Assembly. Law Forward brought this to the Lawyer Regulation Office. Jeff Mandel from Law Forward went on our Maggie Dawn show.
Mr. Gabelman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. He took on from the beginning a matter that was beyond his competency and knowledge. He violated his duties to his client. He lied to courts in two different counties, and actually multiple courts in Dane County. He mistreated and lied to opposing counsel. He lied to the public and misled them. He told his client one thing and then testified in the legislature to the exact opposite.
The filing seeks sanctions and possible fines from the state Supreme Court against Gabelman. The complaint notes that he was paid $11,000 a month for his four-month investigation that yielded no results. If you had to guess, how many robocalls do you think you get every day or every week? Wisconsin's attorney general is asking the FCC to better regulate them. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
A statement says Attorney General Josh Call is joining forces with 46 other state attorney generals. They're calling for improvements to the FCC's robocall mitigation database. The coalition is pushing for more vetting of phone providers and harsher consequences for those submitting false information. Thousands of complaints about unwanted calls and related scams have been filed in Wisconsin in the past year.
That's Stuart J. Waddles reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Murphy named Manager of the Year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year. The 65-year-old guided the Brewers to winning their division in his first season, despite numerous injuries to starters. Although the crew has been led by skippers like George Bamberger, Harvey Keen, and Craig Counsell, Pat Murphy is the first Brewer ever to win the Manager of the Year award. NBA, the Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bulls are 6-9. The Bucks are 5-9. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers had to Lincoln, Nebraska to face the Cornhuskers Saturday at 2:30. Badgers quarterback Braden Locke asked if offensive coordinator Phil Longo should have been fired.
That's tough to comment on. I think decisions like these are very hard on people's families. They're very hard on the staff and the players. And so, it's just one of those things that kind of have to handle it and be able to get yourself together and play your best ball on Saturday.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered light snow showers by later this afternoon. It's going to be breezy today with a high of 43. Tonight, scattered snow showers, 29. Tomorrow, a little light rain and snow. It'll be windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
Now, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
We've already heard from the lawyer, from some of the people who did testify to the House Ethics Committee, that he had a client who testified that she had not only seen him pay for sex with women, but also engage in sex with a 17-year-old woman at a drug-fueled party. Is that something that concerns you?
Well, if it is true, and I mean it, I got to say that, if that is true. Now, what I've said about Matt Gaetz is 100% true. Every word that I said was accurate.
That would be Senator Mark Wayne, Jim Bob, John Boy.
What has Mullen. He said about?
Colby.
Yes. He has said he is an a-hole.
Okay.
And right. That he showed people pictures on the House floor of girls
still,
he slept with.
He loves the guy.
Yes. All right.
I will say we'll go through this process like we should. And if that is in the report, then that is going to be very problematic to move forward. There's no question Matt's going to have an uphill battle. And it's going to be a really difficult fight to get him confirmed, but I'm not saying it's impossible. And if it's what the president wants, right, then we're going to do our due diligence. As I said, we're going to advise and consent.
If it's what the other rapist wants, then sure, the
sure,
rapist,
why not?
Oh, we have one more.
If somebody, an employee, were to show another employee on a phone naked pictures of somebody that they're interacting with, in many companies, that unto itself would be grounds for firing. Meaning if you were to call the HR department of most companies in the Fortune 500, that would be the end. There wouldn't be a conversation about it after that. How do you think about that versus the circumstance that you're being tasked with today? And do you think that corporate America is wrong to have those policies in place?
Well, Andrew, I have to look at this in a different manner, right? His constituents is who elected him, and his constituents knew exactly what it is, so they rehired him.
By the way, the HR department here at the Stephanie Miller Show encourages you to show me as many nude pictures as you can. Oh, Chris shows me lots of, nearly nude pictures of various muscular men, which I enjoy very much.
They're mostly for Frangela.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah, but I'm here, so okay. I supervise it as HR.
I see.
Okay, one last one.
Now, if we're going back and we're going to start talking about scrutiny of different people that have been put in positions or been appointed by presidents, we have to go back and scrutinize the appointments that President Biden put in place, too. We can talk about Rachel, Assistant Secretary of HHS. There's pretty controversial questions until figuring out what pronoun is going to be used. We can talk about Sam, the guy who was the Department of Energy, who couldn't figure out if that was his luggage or not and kept stealing people's luggage. You can talk about Pete Buttigieg and the controversial decision to put him in Department of Transportation.
What was controversial about that?
Because he's
a gay.
That way?
He's a gay.
Oh, my God. I can't. I need my man.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has the same cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Hand-picked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola. I was just figuring out what pillow I was going to take on our scooter van down to Mar-a-Lago. We beg leniency. I have a speed racer pillow, and I have an Iron Giant pillow, and I'm not sure which one to take.
I loved your thread or whatever it was. You said Donald Trump isn't for everyone. Just for the people whose takeaway from watching It's a Wonderful Life was that George Bailey was a loser and Mr. Potter was the good guy.
Yep.
It's true. We're all going to be living in Potterville now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Merry Christmas, liberals in jail.
Oh boy!
Every
time a rapist gets appointed, another angel coughs up blood.
Yeah, another reference for you is that everybody thinks that the Grinch, just because he came to Christmas dinner and sliced the roast beef, is still a nice guy. Now the Grinch is still the Grinch. Trump's heart did not grow 3 sizes that day. His revenge.
He was just hungry.
The Grinch didn't hate Christmas. He just hated people.
Yeah,
that's different.
Yeah,
he hated people.
That's a year-long thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Year round. Yeah.
Why are they not wearing patches on their ears?
You retweeted Andrew, who said, "Congratulations, everyone. New Brunswick measles outbreak spreads to 44 people, mostly unvaccinated children."
Yeah.
And now we have, who's the other latest guy Grampy saw on the TV? Dr. Oz.
Yes.
Who, you remember he said, if we lose 2-3% of school kids,
it's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Just brush your teeth with raw milk from the Amish.
What is pasteurization has gone out of vogue now as well?
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
And I was saying that taking fluoride out of the water helps you speak deedly better and helps it helps the vittles go in quicker, right?
Get that whistle in. Separzone. Separzone.
Vittles is ready.
Separzone. Vittles is ready.
Hey, little boy, got a tree made of popsicles.
You don't have to worry about vaccinations as long as your kids are vaccinated, but that's not the point. If more kids get sick at school, then it's a problem on the student body, on the curriculum, on teachers. Teachers could get sick. The scarcity of vaccines will become a problem.
Yeah.
Just follow the science.
Yeah. I got to find the nickname for Bobby Jr. something. It was something brainworm whale saw or something. I don't know. It's just every day gets more
brainworm
and more ridiculous.
Bear.
Yeah. Yes. It just every day gets more ridiculous. This is why when anyone does anything that approaches journalism, I'm very happy.
I know.
Because did we just talk yesterday? Is it Oklahoma? They're literally, I believe they're 48th for education. I think they're 50th in testing.
Yeah.
But
yep.
They want to put Bibles in the school because that'll...
Yep.
Trump Bibles.
Trump Bibles, correct.
Yes.
Pamela Brown of CNN doing some bullshit.
The question, where is your authority specifically coming from? As you know, thousands of people, including parents who signed a petition to impeach you with more than 14,000 signatures at last check, say this is government overreach and you're taking control away from local parents, local school boards and parents over their kids. What do you say to that, and where is your authority coming from to enforce this prayer video to be played in schools?
You know, I appreciate you pushing that left-wing narrative here, but here's the reality.
It's
the
not
Constitution.
A left-wing narrative. I'm literally talking about a petition that parents have signed that's gotten more than 14,000 signatures that have raised this issue.
The Constitution's pretty clear on religious liberty. The Constitution's crystal clear on religious liberty.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Yes, exactly.
It is.
First of all, the Constitution is not crystal clear on that. It doesn't have God in it. There is this Establishment Clause in the First Amendment, which the Supreme Court has routinely said it requires the separation of church and state and public schools. There are many cases that there are. Hold on, I'm speaking. There are many cases where the Supreme Court has routinely ruled on that. You went after woke teachers and the radical left in your announcement for attacking religious liberty, but your critics are saying that by requiring Bibles in every classroom and requiring this prayer video, you're trying to impose your religion on students in violation of the Establishment Clause. They say the Constitution, scholars say the Constitution is crystal clear on freedom of religion, not enforcing one religion, your religion, on students.
Boy, that's one gift Kamala Harris gave women everywhere. I'm speaking.
Thank you.
Oh, man. He had the Dr. Strange love his backhand during that interview. I want to hit her. I just want to swing at her.
Yes, and then she pointed out their place.
Talk about Oklahoma history, because Oklahoma is 48th in the country when it comes to education. It's ranked 48th in the country. Your critics say the money that you're spending on the Bible, on putting Bibles in every classroom, you've asked for $6 million, should be spent in other ways to better educate the students, because they're very worried about where Oklahoma is ranked in the education system. What do you say to that?
We are in the middle of a turnaround here because we are following President Trump's agenda. This is the agenda for the entire country.
No.
We have school choice.
No.
We have merit pay.
No.
We are rejecting this left-wing ideology in the classroom. We are promoting American exceptionalism. And look, we are pressing students forward to see academic outcomes improve.
I'm surprised
you didn't
go.
Fact is what he's saying.
48th ain't so bad is in that there's 73 states.
Out of 81 is pretty
good. 73 states, that ain't bad.
Hey, at least we're not a floating pile of garbage out in the middle of the ocean like Puerto Rico. Oh, by the way, that says that in the Bible. In Trump's Bible. Yay,
oh
behold,
God.
The floating pile of garbage that
by
Jesus
the way,
called Puerto Rico.
Carlos, I mentioned this earlier, but, you know, and again, not to, like, make us feel better, like we're living in a liberal bubble. It's just facts. When they keep saying this mandate and landslide thing, CNN's senior data reporter examined the shrinking nature of Trump's popular vote win, suggested it busts the MAGA world narrative. The president has a mandate to run the country however he wants because he won in a landslide. Trump currently has 49.9% of the counted votes compared to Harris 48.2. That 1.7 margin compares to the 2.1 margin that Hillary Clinton beat Trump by in the 2016 popular vote.
Yep.
That stat, they said, is something I'm sure Trump would be thrilled we just said out loud. Joe Biden beat Trump by 4.4% margin.
Yep.
And so Enten just said Trump's mandate isn't all that. His popular vote victory, compared to those historically speaking over the last 200 years, ranks 44th out of 51. That ain't exactly strong. You'd have to go all the way back to 2000 and George W. Bush to find a weaker popular vote victory than Trump has. So just don't let them use it to demoralize you and feel like you're like, oh, God, we're so out of touch, right?
Yeah, we are not out of touch. And again, as I tweeted this morning, don't normalize it. Don't be one of these media companies that, like the Scarboroughs and the Mikas, that normalize Trump's, you know, bent towards fascism.
Yeah.
I hate the press. He's done it since 2016. They're fake. Get him out of there. These people, they don't like you. They lie to you. He's birthed that a long time ago.
And so mean and personal to them. You know, Scarborough Merle murdered an intern. How many times has he called Mika Brzezinski dumb and crazy and... bleeding from a facelift, and oh my God,
and she keeps coming back for more.
Yeah.
I get a sense that if you want to be a moral person and you want to have some sense of forgiveness and be the bigger person, but it doesn't work with Trump because you're multiplying by zero.
And I think leaking the news that it's because they were scared, it makes it even worse. It makes them seem like even bigger cowards. You know, we were saying, you know, we marginalized people that are truly scared in this country, and they're like these white TV millionaires. They're so scared they got to go kiss the ring, and he's not going to spare them. He already mocked them on Twitter the minute they left, you know,
that
for groveling.
Sick. He's everything De Niro says he is. He's a mother low-down scum piece of crap, mother son of a mother.
Yeah. So I'm saying. Okay, so on the Air Force One where Donald Trump, speaking of which, humiliated Bobby Kennedy by making him eat McDonald's right after Bobby Kennedy called it poison. Trump Jr., and Mike Johnson said, yes, he ate the meal, because of course he did.
He has to.
Did you hear Dana Gould's joke? He said that Trump's going to name a sandwich Sir Ham, and make Bobby Kennedy eat it.
I love it.
And smile.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bobby, eat the fries that are made out of bear.
So Trump Jr., Don Jr. said the conversation on the flight, including Elon Musk and Tulsi Gabbard, was, quote, one of the most epic conversations, and it was incredible. We have such incredible opportunity to do something different. You know who else said that? Hitler. Okay. I'm just, something really different. You know, like, I don't know, anything Putin wants, I guess. I mean, one of these appointments is more ridiculous than the last, isn't it?
Yeah, with Matt Gaetz, of course, being, hopefully he's going to fail. It looks like he will, but Matt Gaetz being the most, imagine being more ridiculous than McMahon as the Secretary of Education, the department which he's going to cut. Congratulations. Good news is he got a new job. The bad news is that department no longer exists.
By the way, yeah, Maggie Haberman said Trump is not backing off when it comes to nominating Matt Gaetz, despite the widespread backlash from both sides. But she said in private, he reportedly admitted in discussions with people he thinks Gaetz' chance of getting confirmed, the odds are less than 50% or less than even. Trump is calling people, senators and others, isn't very focused on getting Gaetz over the line. Again, yeah. It's just a way of humiliating people and making them eat. Right? Yep. The second, you know, Thune said no recess appointments, the next day he's like, all on the table.
Yeah, he's just testing the limits of his dictatorship, how far he can go, how far he can make people squeal. I'll primary you. I'll get somebody crazier than you. Mm-hmm. They're there. They want money. It's yet another sign that religion never works, cannot compete with greed or fear.
Yeah. 20 minutes after the hour, it's Coffee with Carlos time. This portion of it brought to you by Thriving. That's me, just thriving. I am just thriving.
You're doing your best to do so.
Yes, I am. It's that time of the year. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. You thought I was going to say something else. Okay. Family gatherings, holiday parties, they can be fun, filled with holiday cheer, plenty of holiday goodies. However, there's too many, you know, holiday treats than usual, healthier health. It can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin. Don't I glow?
Yes.
You effing glow.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And can also improve your sleep. Everything we need now. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies. It's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health. Kickstart your new year routine with Just Thrive for a limited time. Save 20% off site-wide. Stay healthy with mama. Go to justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Once again, justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie for 20% off site-wide.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller.
Well, we know Heat Holders makes the warmest thermal socks. I personally love these socks. They are my go-to in the winter. My feet can't get enough of them, and they make perfect gifts for family, too. But did you know that Heat Holders make so much more than socks? They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. I absolutely love their blankets. They're perfect for chilly nights. Plus, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are a game changer. Like their socks, they come in three levels of warmth: originals, lights, and ultralights. Just like a thermostat, choose what you need for whatever cold you're facing. And you don't have to take my word for it. Check out their 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller and receive 15% off your entire order. And shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller. That's Heat Holders, making life warmer. One more time, that is heatholders.com. The code is Miller to get that 15% off.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County, but Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
You see the difference, and it's getting better all the time. I'll stop the world and melt.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Sandra in San Diego, you're on with Carlos Elsrocky. Hello, Sandra.
Hi there.
Hiya.
So, yeah, I'm calling about both Gates and Scarborough. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of your listeners, I have been listening to Morning Joe for years, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think there's one thing that Joe has been consistent about, in addition to going after Trump passionately and consistently, and that is he's got this thing about his children. His children always come first to him. When he's take all this time off to spend with them, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so then you put Matt Gaetz as an actual candidate to be AG. Okay, this means this is actually a threat to Joe. He's on probably the top five of the enemies list. So if they actually come after him, the Megan Nutt and the Steve Bannon mentality types, what does this mean for his children? I think that
a lot of people have children and they don't have Joe Scarborough's millions, you know. So I think a lot of people were offended that there's a lot of marginalized people that are really scared, Carlos, you know, and I think it's just, it's so smug and condescending to go like, you know, you're idiots, my audience, you know, it's the only social media cranks that care. I went and kissed the ring. I just think, you know, it's hard to do a show like that when you have no credibility left. Like, I don't know whether now they're going to, you know, try to make it seem like they're just as tough on Trump as they used to. You're not going to believe them, right?
Yeah. Again, I remember Charlie Pierce, 5 years ago, just being amazed at how far people would kowtow to all of this, and it just keeps getting worse. And there is all the firewalls are gone, and it's just sad that people have no spine anymore.
You know, I wanted to get to. I got so much, I've never gotten, I swear, this much mail, Carlos, about just how scared people are. You know, we are in a little bit of a liberal bubble here.
Yes, so I have a trans friend that's marginalized.
Yeah.
Latinos, immigrants, way more frightened than white people are.
Yeah. Susan writes, Steph, my hubby and I are big fans. We've watched the show on Free Speech TV for years. We attend your first and most recent Sexy Liberal shows in Madison, as well as your pay-per-view shows. We're both seniors living in a small, mostly peaceful town in southern Wisconsin. I want to show you how much life has already changed thanks to the influence of Trump. I've been the victim of road rage 5 times in the past 2 months. The reason I'm only guessing, I have a Chevy Blazer EV and I have a Harris bumper sticker on it. Our town produced Chevrolet Chevrolets for decades. Nearly everyone here has ties and loyalties to those vehicles. I assume the anger is because Trump told his followers to hate both Democrats and electric vehicles. The demonstration of anger and hate I experienced didn't hurt me, but it included gestures, profanity, anger I've never experienced before in any of the places I've lived, including the bright red states of Texas, Indiana, Iowa, and Utah. The anger all came from young folks, so it looks like the influence of Trump will last the rest of my life. He has no idea how much he's damaged the mental health of all Americans, all for personal gain. The community you're supporting is critical to many of us. Thanks for everything you do. I think that's the thing. That's why the reaction to Joe and Mika and the ratings plummet is because we all have to stand together, Carlos. We're all scared. Yeah. You know, but, you know, people showing cowardice, that's also can be contagious, right?
Yeah, it just cracks in the pipe, and then it leads to a big fissure, you know. Yeah, his hate, his whole UFC, Joe Rogan, it's emboldened all this bad, toxic male energy. So.
Let's talk about that more after the break. Coffee with Carlos.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. America's dairyland is thriving. New numbers show just how much the ag industry is growing. Here's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's food and agricultural sectors reached an economic impact totaling $116.3 billion in 2022, according to a study by UW-Madison's Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics. These sectors grew about 10.9% between 2017 and 2022 and made up about 14.3% of the state's total economic output. The study found these sectors provide 353,900 jobs, which is about 9.5% of Wisconsin's workforce. Our dairy industry contributes about $52.8 billion to the state's economy. The growth of the state's agriculture industry is due in part to efforts by Governor Tony Evers and his administration, like the Wisconsin Farm Support Act, which directed $100 million to support farmers in all 72 counties. The 2023-25 biennial budget signed by Governor Evers builds on these efforts with an additional $1.6 million in grants for meat processing facilities, an additional $300,000 each year of the biennium for dairy processors, among other increases to funding aimed at the health of the industry and the health of the farmers who keep it growing.
According to the Madison Region Economic Partnership, there are 60,000 ag jobs in our area, making up 20% of all the state's ag workers. And Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy. The company's finances have gotten worse after their merger with JetBlue fell through earlier this year. Now, Spirit doesn't operate out of Dane County Regional Airport, but lots of people who live here fly out of Milwaukee. And Spirit does fly out of there. It has direct flights to Fort Lauderdale, Las Vegas, and Orlando. Executives say all Spirit tickets and perks are still valid while they go through the Chapter 11 process. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Scattered rain and snow showers today and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. For tonight, scattered snow showers with lows in the upper 20s, still breezy. The wind picks up on Thursday and there will be more snow. Snow accumulations up to 2 inches, highs in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 40 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Hey, John, tomorrow the rock and roll dentist joins us, Chris Kammer.
That's right, and we'll be getting to busted pencils again.
They're going to sharpen those pencils for us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Don't poke your eye out.
It's not an option. It's...
If there are some cabinet appointments that become troublesome, will the president use the recess appointment process?
Yes. The president has won a mandate, and he will use all lawful constitutional means to fulfill that mandate on behalf of the people who voted for him in record numbers.
Not record numbers. Baby Goebbels, that was Stephen Miller again. Again with the mandate. Okay. By the way, so the first thing... this Republican Congress has done is this is what bullying looks like, Carlos. Nancy Mace.
God, she's horrible.
Right? She's pushing to ban transgender women from women's restrooms at the U.S. Capitol. This is a bill to target one person.
McBride.
Yes, Sarah McBride. It's less than 2 months before Democrat-elect Sarah McBride, a Delaware state senator, is sworn in January. Sarah McBride doesn't get a say. I mean, this is a biological man, said Mace. She does not belong in women's spaces, women's bathrooms, locker rooms, changing rooms, period, full stop. McBride wrote, everyday Americans go to work with people that have life journeys who are different than their own, engage with them respectfully. I hope members of Congress can muster that same kindness. This is a blatant attempt from far-right extremists to distract from the fact that they have no real solutions to what Americans are facing. We should be focused on bringing down the cost of housing, health care, child care, not manufacturing culture wars. Delawareans sent me here to make the American dream more affordable and accessible, and that's what I'm focused on. I mean... We wouldn't be surprised. They have a bully in chief, and so they're all bullies. I mean,
they're all enabled. Yeah, I guess it is. You wouldn't call it a male toxicity, though, but it is this sort of testosterone toxicity and emboldenment of power, of people that her power was taken away with what happened to her, and she's been open about that. And I think she's trying to reclaim it by just being mean to other people.
Yeah.
If anybody out there really talks to Jesus, can you just go, hey, Jesus, you see what's happening down here, right? Are you going to come back or what? Because they're not listening. It's just,
it comes back to disinformation. I keep saying we didn't lose on trans issues. We lost on lies about trans issues.
Correct. Lies about trans issues. That was
right.
That
you send your kid to school,
games,
a girl, and
he
comes back a boy. It's just like, oh. So there was this fight on The View. We were just talking about... I guess Rogan before the break, Carlos. So The View recounted a recent moment in which Bill, I hate starting
don't
sentences
do it, don't
with
do
Bill
it.
Maher said,
don't do it.
Claimed that Democratic Party members see their election loss as a result of racism and sexism. Yes, and you can't say those are not elements.
And fear.
When he believes that people who voted for Trump just want prices to go down and good jobs and the police when you call them. Sonny Hostin said, I know that as a country, it's very difficult for people to believe that racism and misogyny, they're alive and well, but my lived experience tells me that it does still exist. Even if your lived experience doesn't tell you that it exists, you know, the facts support that. So she said she added, if you look, there's a clear racial divide in who voted for Trump as opposed to who voted for Kamala Harris. It's very clear. What's her name? Alyssa Farah Griffin, who used to work for Trump. She agreed with Maher. She said his whole point is that they didn't vote for him because of racism and misogyny. I think the biggest common denominator is people want a good life and the ability to pay for their family. Yes, but once again, they voted on racist lies about why prices are high. And, you know...
Yes. Because the immigrants are eating your cats and dogs and taking your jobs away. And
yes.
There was a special segment last night on CNN about male, how Trump appealed to males who feel like the patriarchy is gone and the Democrats weren't reaching out to them. And my wife says that I could get it with poor nations like... poor countries, rather. States, rather. Like Oklahoma, who could say, yeah, man, my manhood is gone and... the Democrats with a woman just ain't speaking to that. I get that, but I looked at my friend Cedric Yarbrough, anybody, nobody's was afraid that their masculinity was going away because we were nominating Harris.
So it's just
real
ridiculous.
Men weren't.
No, no. It. Yeah. They won on fear. They didn't win on the promise of economy and that eggs are too high. Well, they run on racism and fear.
I was
the
saying,
brown people are coming to take your jobs.
I mean, I was saying that, you know, yeah, I think, you know, whatever. Could have, should have, would have. I'm so tired of this. Like, she, you know, I think she would have done great on Rogan. I don't think he would have endorsed her. I don't think his crowd would have voted for her anyway.
No.
I mean, I've talked to Latino women friends that are like, they aren't going to vote for a woman.
Yeah.
The Latino men that voted for Trump.
There's a lot of machismo out there still there, and they're really playing into it. And that's why he shows up at UFC fights. He's a man, and he represents manhood. They're just all confused and lost and unparented, unmothered, unloved.
Yeah.
And the cure for that for the Republican Party is just pump that fear into them.
Yeah.
This fear is a more powerful motivator than hope is, unfortunately.
And so this is the other fight everybody's talking about. I can't get enough of the Democratic infighting. Can
you?
That's
so fun.
So fun. So great. So, Cenk Uygur, how do I say his name?
Uygur.
Yes. Okay. Have you seen the footage of him at the yelling at the airline gate attendant? Okay. Then you. Okay. He and historian Alan Lichtman got into a shouting match on Piers Morgan about Lichtman's failed 2024 election prediction. So this is the first time he's ever been wrong. I mean, frankly, I think he was right about 2000 as well. He's never been wrong about an election. And it's based on everything on Earth One that we normally judge elections by, while the actual economy is doing. And he said the same thing I've been saying, Carlos. It's disinformation. It all comes back to disinformation.
Yes.
So, So Cenk screamed at him, don't blame the voters. I mean, I don't think he was blaming the voters. He was blaming disinformation. Anyway, he said, don't blame the voters. I mean, I think we can get into this discussion, but one, I think you're blaming the voters. I told him his theories and the keys were absurd. I was right. He was wrong. And Lichtman said, no, you were not. You weren't right, and I was not wrong. I mean, again, this is the first time Alan Lichtman's ever been wrong. He said because of the avalanche of disinformation. It's just an element he's never had to deal with before. But I mean, it's just the way this conversation went. Cenk said, you got it wrong. You were preposterously, stupidly wrong. Lichtman said, don't call me stupid. Then Cenk said, hey, Alan, you deserve a tall glass of shut up juice. So can you just shut up for a second and let someone who knows what they're doing talk? I mean, we can't talk to each other like this. Like, this is not going to solve the problem.
Again, he's not an adult. He's just not an adult. He's somebody that has a platform that just yells a lot. And that's just not the way you communicate your frustrations. And I agree with you. Yeah, you had a guy that bought a South African guy who came here on a weird visa with a bunch of money from dad and bought up all these platforms. He bought one of the number one platforms and then just loaded it, seeded it with the most disinformation ever in the history of information. And that's hard to compete against. Because if you don't talk to those people, what jobs do you want? What jobs that you think that are going to help you buy eggs when they want to cut minimum wage? What job are you going to get if you're not educated and you have to read a Bible every day? And what kind of job are you going to get that's going to help you buy a house with this administration?
Thank you.
Can't answer that.
And meanwhile, in the real world, these are the headlines, Carlos. Farmers panic that Trump policy can cause catastrophic nightmare. His promise to enact mass deportations could result in a massive loss of revenue for farmers. The idea of mass deportations is frightening and scary just on a humane level, said one dairy farmer. She argued that businesses and churches should expect a catastrophic nightmare. She said there's a great chance for families to be broken apart. But then what happens to prices when half of your agricultural workforce is gone?
Hey, my eggs are $2.99 a dozen, but my strawberries are $47 a pound.
And you're not addressing the illegal employer problem like you would in comprehensive immigration reform.
Right. They are the ones that are taking your jobs because they will pay lower wages than you. And again, for all this male masculinity, I'm a Joe Rogan guy, I will give you $10,000 if you can last 4 days picking strawberries 12 hours a day. You wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Masculine, alpha male thing. We're like, I'm tired, my back hurts.
While
meanwhile, a 70-year-old Latino woman is going, oh, what a pussycat.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
What a pussycat.
But, Carlos, I know. I'm so sick of that kind of living here in L.A., this kind of racism. I'm telling you, the hardest working people I've ever met are Mexican here in Los Angeles.
Mexican, Guatemalan, El Salvador's, Nicaragua, all the Central American, South American, they work hard.
Yeah. By the way, so Trump's plan to defy the 14th Amendment, because I don't know, all amendments, I guess, are optional now. Yeah. No passports for children of undocumented parents. Stephen Miller has said military funds would be used to build vast holdings facilities that would function as staging centers for immigrants.
Yeah.
That would be internment camps. Thank you. So they would end birthright citizenship, even though the Constitution protects it, bring back a version of the travel ban from his first term, which barred visitors from several mostly Muslim countries. This time, instead of directly pressuring undocumented adults to flee, some immigration opponents are threatening access to school for their children. It's a nuclear option, requiring the reversal of a Supreme Court ruling that has for decades been the linchpin of educational rights for decades. Tom Homan, his crazy border czar. Yes, thank you, Chris, for that correction. Has already said that families can be deported together, including citizens, American citizens. The Trump administration plans to stop issuing passport social security cards to infants born on domestic soil to undocumented migrant parents. I don't know, not that this matters anymore, but a legal analyst said birthright citizenship is a foundational concept in American constitutional law. I mean, they're just going to blow up everything, Carlos. They're talking about, how can Trump adjourn Congress himself just to recess appointments for whoever he wants? I mean,
It's ridiculous. Yeah, talk about tearing down monuments. I may as well just tug down the Statue of Liberty and put a big old Trump statue out there. Look at it. We took her down.
Don't give them any ideas.
Hey, you know what? Here's a fun fact. Anyone, just in case you want some fancy book learning, you know what else is in the 14th Amendment of the Constitution? It also bans Americans who have engaged in insurrection from holding public
what?
Office.
Wait, what?
Jody woke up finally. Hour three. Hi.
Wait, what?
You hit the nail on the head, though, Stephanie. This is all white male fear.
Yeah.
This is all white male fear. We're being replaced. We're being outpopulated. We've got to do something. We're scared.
Right. It's there's them. A second half of the sentence. Eggs are too much. Because of the brown people.
Yes.
The second half of this, because XYZ people.
Mm-hmm. As Dana Gould said in his stand-up, like, how many eggs do you eat?
I'm concerned about people's cholesterol between the eggs and the bacon situation. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Todd.
Todd is all in on CB Distillery, am I right?
All in, dude.
I think you ran on this to win mayor of Santa Cruz, didn't you?
Yeah, slug it away, dude. Banana slugs, all right. CB Distillery, dude, for everybody.
It's true. It is for everybody.
Yeah.
I use it for pain after physical activity, my relief stick. You use it for having to work with me.
Well,
tincture.
Right. Sure. That's seve para todos.
Jody uses gummies for the same reason, to work with me.
Todd works, waxes his surfboard with it.
Yes.
There you go. What?
No, he doesn't. You just made that up.
Okay.
Are you
it's
high?
Not sex wax.
CBDistillery.com. It is the source we all trust here at the Stephanie Miller Show. 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, 20% discount right now to get you started. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie.
If there was one thing
Stephanie Miller
was sure of, it was that her brand of tuna was best.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It is tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty has created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde devour it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouse Provisions.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot, it's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the
Do you
weather.
Know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. It's so important right now to support the people and the causes and the companies that share your values. Am I right?
Yep.
Peoples? Yep. Credo Mobile is the only progressive phone company in the nation. Here's what you get. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and they've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that are going to need our help more than ever now. Planned Parenthood, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, on and on. It's Credo Mobile. So easy, too, by the way. Right? Bring your current phone. Bring your current number.
Yeah.
Get in.
Yeah.
Get in the Corolla. We're going saving. Here we go. For Stephanie Miller listeners, here's another win. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. Welcome to all the new Joe Scarborough Morning Joe viewers. Hi. Hello. How are you?
Yes.
Welcome.
Fallout.
Rita from Minnesota says, Steph, checking off my to-do list in what I'm calling my Resist American Tyranny playbook. It includes a podcast subscription for the Stephanie Miller Show. Check. Good job, Rita. Fortunately for America, 40-something comedians like you aren't anywhere near retirement age because we need you, Steph. We need each other. We need every one of
She's
us.
She's not in her 50s.
I'm happy to be a small part of supporting your show. Laughter is cheaper and a lot more fun than therapy. Thanks for all you and your team do. Please support us and all our progressive warriors like Carlos El Rocky. There are so many smart, funny, amazing voices.
Right now. So long, morning joke. Hello, Stephanie Miller.
There you go. Christopher,
yes.
Who said I've been very annoyed at the Republicans who want to support Trump but want to remain respectable who are like, well, this is a real unforced error by Trump. I'm like, yeah, where have you been? This is everything we were saying. This time he's not going to bother with the good people. He's basically told us this, and people are surprised. Who said that?
Bucky Dent.
No, that would be George Conway.
That was a really good guess, though.
Thank you.
No, it wasn't. Yes, it Don't was. Coddle him. Okay.
Coddling him was a good guess.
I mean, Carlos, we keep saying as bad as you think it's going to be, the GOP plans to target Medicaid. We've been talking about this morning, and federal nutrition assistance to help offset the huge cost of their tax agenda that encapsulates Trump, who postured as a working class champion during the 2024 race. You couldn't come up with a better distillation of the real Trump agenda than paying for tax breaks for the rich by gutting Medicaid and increasing child hunger, said Ron Wyden. Ed Markey added that making it even more difficult for people to get health care or afford food in order to give tax cuts to the same greedy companies that are driving up health care and food costs is disgusting. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Kamala Harris actually presented a plan about corporate price gouging and how to bring prices down. I, for the life of me, Carlos, don't know how people think prices are going to come down because of Donald Trump. We already have companies planning layoffs, et cetera, right? What did we say this morning, Chris? Walmart. Because of the tariffs. His plans are awful, whatever the concepts and plans he had, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm nominating Ronda Rousey to the concept of a plan department. for those of you who are more well-off and in the stock market and financial investments, that will be a scary time as well. What will the market do? How will it react? Mm-hmm. How will it affect people's portfolios? So both the rich and the poorer folks will be affected by tariffs and all kinds of bad economic plans, loss of health care, rise of insurance costs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so incredible for a lot of us to believe that people could be duped again by this quite obvious crook and con man and grifter. I was talking the story about my Uber driver 2 days after the elections. Like, I'll let us know he's holding up his phone. My money's doing better. And I'm like, Joe Biden's still president.
Yes. The market was doing fantastic.
You idiot. I didn't call him an idiot.
Yes,
I thought it.
People that make minimum wage, but if you want to talk about the economy doing well, it was doing well. Inflation was high all over the world.
Yep. Yes, thank you. Sue and Rockville, you are on with Carlos. Hello, Sue.
Good morning, all. I have an object lesson on why we don't obey in advance from my folks, okay? When the ghetto was formed in Lodz, Poland, my parents were prisoners, and they saw the new people being marched in. And the German Jews who had been were in World War I all wore their uniforms because they always considered themselves Germans first and Jews second. And they were sure that the Nazis would look at them and say, oh, my God, we made a mistake. But instead, by obeying in advance and showing who they were murdered first. And make no mistake, they were murdered. They got rid of them first. When you obey in advance, you sign your death warrant.
Yeah.
Do not obey. Do not comply. We resist, and that's how we win.
Yep. Well said. Well said, Sue. This story just made me a little happy, just because I want some justice in the world. Rudy Giuliani's fighting to keep his refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's mine. Those are my magnets. Hands off.
My banana magnet. You can't have that. That's despicable. So he's. I saw his watches. He has to keep his watch. I don't. Okay. So, by the way, and Ruby and Michelle, they have another lawsuit against him for his repetitive false speech and harassment targeting them during and after the trial in the first case.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to lose his washer and dryer, too.
What is he hiding in the fridge?
Probably bags of cash.
Probably.
Yeah.
Diamonds.
Speaking of Georgia, Georgia State Election Board will hold its first post-election meeting where it's set to consider resuming its recent push to change Georgia election rules and stir the debate anew about counties reviewing the voter purges, right?
three members of the board were publicly praised by Trump as pit bulls. I mean, they're going to do everything they can, Carlos, to make sure that Democrats never win again. And
yeah,
we got to fight back just as hard.
Yeah, my daughter was like, oh, well, at least Trump can only be president for two terms. I'm like, we'll see.
See which amendments are optional. Like, oh, 22nd. Oh, no, but they didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, for people to tell us that we are overreacting, we're not. But stay vigilant. You know, we want to stick our head in the sand and just not look, but we have to stay vigilant, like Sue said, and keep fighting.
Yep. I love you, Carlos Alzraki.
Love you back.
Support our progressive, funny little warrior. Yay. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.